弟兄姊妹主内平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
我灵里感受到了弟兄姊妹都在用心声在说一句话，神，我爱你。
I feel that everybody from their heart says, I love you, Lord.
神，我们说神，我爱神，是因为神先爱了我们。
We said we love you, God, because God loved us first.
今年我们的主题是当作圣洁的活祭献给神。
And this year our theme is we ought to give ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们知道我们献上把自己做活祭献上，我们有一个首要的条件，就是爱我们的神。
There is the most important reason why we can offer ourselves to God as a living sacrifice because we love God.
所以我们爱神，要与神亲近，要行神为我们预备的道路。
So if we want to be close to God, draw near to God, and His path, then we have a path to that.
要像那五个聪明的童女一样，来预备灯油，迎接基督的再来。
We have to be like the five wise virgins that prepare the oil for their lamps.
神还教导我们另一个，从另一个方面，另一个角度，就是说我们要彼此的相爱。
And from another angle, God has a request for us to love one another.
神说要爱神，要彼此，要爱人如己。
God said to love God, we have to love one another, like our love ourselves.
我们对神的这两大诫命的教导，我刚读的时候觉得这是两枚宝贵的硬币在一个篮子里边。
When I first looked at these two verses, these commands that God gave us, it is like they're both in the same basket.
当我再去读、再去默想的时候，感觉这是一枚硬币的两个方面。
So it's like two sides of a coin, these two commandments.
当我们再读、再去默想、再去成长的时候，我们觉得这原来就是完整的一枚的宝贵的硬币。
So when I continue to meditate, the more I feel that this is just one coin.
因为这两者完全不可以分割。
Because these cannot be separated.
这个图，大家看到这个图想到的是什么？
When you see this picture, what do you think?
有一个 party, 有一个聚会。
There's a party.
有很多的人。
There are many people.
但是当弟兄在上个周六在这个 Alpha Course 聚会的时候照下一个照片的时候，我看到了这个照片，我震撼到了。
As our brother, last week in this Alpha Course night, he took this picture. It amazed me.
我们有没有看到这是很多很多在寻求神的灵魂？
Do we see those, there are many, many souls that are seeking God?
我们有没有看到这是神的军队跟随神前行？
Do you see an army of God to follow God forward?
这是不是神的羊群被神拣选进入到神的羊圈？
Do you see a flock that is selected by God to enter His fold?
这是不是神拣选的子民要进入到他的国度？
Are these His people that enter into His kingdom?
神预备这一切都是借着这样美好的团契。
And God used these wonderful fellowship.
这些鞋子里边有你的，有我的。
And among these shoes, there are your shoes and my shoes.
这个团契是我们整个的教会。
And this fellowship is our complete church.
神的国是一个宇宙的教会的一个集合。
And This is a God's universal church gathering.
我们再回来看这幅图画的时候，我们看到的就不再是一个 party。
So when we see these views now, we don't just see a party.
我们实在是看神他的救赎的计划，他的国度就是借着这样教会这样的成就了。
And so.Now that we see that, we see the God's plan of salvation.
刚才弟兄带我们读了约翰一书的四章七节到十二节。
Just now, our brothers let us read 1 John chapter 4, 7 to 12.
这个经文里边我们看到两个重要的两个方面。
From these verses, we see two important points.
神就是爱。
And God is love.
当我们说爱的时候，一定是来自神的爱。
So when we talk about love, this love is from God.
我们原本是不懂得爱。
Originally, we don't know how to love.
所以神是爱，他是爱的源头。
So God is love, and He is the source of love.
我们看到在这几节的经文里边，有两个字的爱。
So when we look at this, there is two words of love.
第一个就是我们都熟悉那个 agape, 就是这五八个字符打在这，那是从神来的爱。
So from these, we are familiar with the word agape. It's the love that it's from God.
说的是爱源头在神，是从神而来。
And this.Says that the source of love is from God.
因为神就是爱的本体。
Because God is love.
那这个神爱人的体现在哪里？那就是他舍己为了人的罪，为我们上了十字架。
So what is the love of God? It's because he sacrificed his only son for us.
我们今天从彼此相爱的角度，我们来看一下神。是如何说到爱，让我们如何的去爱。
So today we want to look at love as love one another. How does God want us to experience this love?
我们彼此相爱，这个爱是另一个字。如果查原文。
So when you look at the original text, this love one another, this love is a different word.
那经文里边刚才提到，那我们彼此相爱。那是为着什么？它的意义如何？
So why is it from looking at the verses? Why do we love one another? What is the meaning?
首先，我们这个爱是给神对神的爱的一个回应。
So first of all, this love is a response to God's love.
那就是见证神的爱。
And that is as a witness to God's love.
显明我们是从神而生。从由神而造。
So this is, tells us that it, we are from, this love is from God and we're manifested by God.
也显明我们是认识神的，属于神的。
And it proves that we know God and we belong to God.
那当然，我们爱彼此相爱，我们爱神，我们就是与神与我们同在。
So also it says that when we love God, it's because God is with us.
我们经常说到要成圣，成圣的道路。
Many times we talk about the path of sanctification.
我们爱神，我们彼此相爱，是让我们的生命，让我们的生命得着完全，让我们走这条成圣的路。
And we love because, We're on this path of sanctification is because God make this love perfected in us.
所以说这个彼此相爱已完全不是一个附属的一个加上去的条件。
So this, it is not just another condition added onto our lives.
爱神爱人原本是不可分割完全融合的。
We cannot divide, saying loving God and loving each other.
那我们可能今天呢，我们就从这几个角度来看一下，我们讨论彼此相爱，如何用彼此相爱来见证我们爱神。
So Today, let us look at how through loving one another that we can witness the love of God.
我们从三个题目来看，第一个，我们如何能彼此相爱？那就是它的源头在哪里？
The first one is how can we love one another, and what is the source?
第二一个就是说，我们彼此相爱的意义是什么？
And secondly is what is the meaning of love one another?
那就是第二个题目，借我们彼此相爱，把这个神的爱显明出来。
And that is through loving one another, we can manifest God's love.
第三一个就是我们如何彼此相爱。
The third is how do we love one another?
那我们就首先来看第一个题目。
So first, let us look at the first point.
爱的源头，原来我们都知道，神就是爱。
So we first look at the source, and we all know that God is love.
神先爱了我们。
And he first loved us.
他爱我们不单单是在时间上在我们之间。
Not only when he loves us, it's not only in time.
因为我们看历史，人类成长的历史，当我们犯罪的时候，神在我们犯罪的时候已经爱了我们。
So when we look at history, when we sinned, God has already loved us.
他的爱在创造，在救赎里，在我们以先。
His love is before creation.
第二个在先是神他的地位的在先。
And second is his, the status is he is, before, he loves us first.
因为我们原本不配。
Because we are not worthy.
如果不是神的爱，我们一不懂得如何去爱，第二，我们不可能知道爱，也不可能活出爱。
Because of our sins, we do not know how to love, and we cannot love.
也就是说，我们原本不配，神是当我们还是罪人的时候，就已经爱了我们。
So it also says that we are unworthy, that while we were still sinners, God loved us.
约翰一书刚才四章十九节说，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
First John, it says, we love because God first loved us.
罗马书五章八节也提醒教导，也提醒我们说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And in Romans 5:8, it says, but God showed his love for us while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
神的爱是爱的源头。
God's love is the source of love.
神他的爱为我们立了爱的榜样。
And his love sets an example for us.
神的爱是完全的。
His love is complete, perfect.
当我们读整本圣经，我们来到启示录的时候，我们看到，到了基督快要再来的时候，神还在等候，还在忍耐。他要救赎所有他拣选的儿女。
So when we look at the entire Bible, God has waited for us. He is patient to save us.
愿意万人得救，他不愿一人沉沦。
God wants all to be saved, not one to perish.
神的爱是如此的彻底，是如此的完全，是如此的永恒。
His love is everlasting, and it is perfect.
主耶稣，当我们是罪人的时候，他为我们的罪钉了十字架。
While we were still sinners, Christ was crucified for us.
他救我们，就真像那个牧羊人一样，一只一只的把我们救赎过来。
And he is just like the shepherd. He is one by one, he saved us.
他把失散者一个一个的就进入他的国度。
And he brought one by one the sheep into his kingdom.
神把我们的名字一个一个的记录到那个生命册上。
And he wrote our names into the book of life one by one.
他从伊甸园人犯罪到新天新地基督再来，他一直在爱我们。
From the fall in the garden, until he came.
当新天新地到来的时候，他要亲自擦去我们的眼泪。
And in the new heaven and new earth, he will wipe our tears away.
并且他要与我们同住，直到永永远远。
And he will be with us and live with us forever.
弟兄姊妹，我们有如此的盼望，有如此神的大爱，我们能不爱神吗？
In such hope and love, can we not love God?
神告诉我们要爱神，也要彼此相爱，我们能不按他的教导去行吗？
And God said we have to love God and love one another. Can we not follow his commands?
那我们活出的爱实际上不是我们原本有爱，我们只是对神爱，神的爱的回应。
And this love that we have for God is not just, it's a response to his love.
因为约翰一书四章十九节记载说，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Because in 1 John it says, we love because God first loved us.
那我们在神先爱我们之后的爱，都是对神爱的一个回应。
So all the love that we give to God is a response to his love.
当神与亚伯拉罕立约的时候，
When Abraham has a covenant with God,
他在盟约中给借亚伯拉罕给我们很多的祝福。
And through this covenant, there's a lot of blessings to us.
他只有一个要求，你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约。
And God only has one requirement for Abraham, and it's that his offsprings will keep his covenant.
这个约是神的祝福。到了新约，神要求我们说，我们要爱神，我们要爱人如己。
And this covenant in the New Testament is that we love God and love others.
所以我们今天当说起彼此相爱的时候，已经不单单是我们教会非常温暖，我们彼此都非常的好。
So, and love is not just that, like in our church, we love, we're very comfortable and,
yeah. 而是我们借着彼此相爱，我们是在守神为给我们立的盟约。
And when we love one another, when we love one another, we are keeping God's covenant.
神他的爱也为我们的爱定了一个目标，定了一个方向。
And when we love, God is set a direction and a goal for us.
马太福音二十二章三十七节，耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主，你的神。”三十八节说：“这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。”
Matthew 22:37-39 says, "And he said to him, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.'"
当我们看三十九节的时候，马上注意到有一个其次。
And when we see verse 39, there is a second.
我们自然的反应是，哦，原来这个不是那么的重要，或者说次重要。
So our immediate thinking is, well, this is only second, so it's not as important.
这个词其实它是要说的是，是次序，是一个顺序问题。
The second means it's an order.
如果说我们不爱神，不知道爱神，我们不可能去爱人如己。
It means that if we don't love God, we cannot love other people.
我们看到那后边那个词是相仿。
And then we see that it is like it.
相仿就是非常的相像相似。
It means that it's similar to the first commandment.
那我们看到那这个爱人如己它不是一个次要的。
And therefore it is not second to the first commandment in importance.
也不是我们应当忽略的一个方面。
And it's not something that we could ignore.
而是说当我们说爱神的时候我们不可能不去爱人如己。
So when we say we love God, we cannot but to love our neighbors as ourselves.
然后我们说如何的去爱神。
Then we say, how do we love God?
如何去爱人如己。
How do we love one another?
既然源头在神我们必然是要永远要不间断的与神同在。
Therefore, because we love God, then we cannot but to be with God.
不终止的在神的爱中。
Not only to live in God's love.
当我们享受神的爱的时候，我们自然的就会去爱人。
So when we enjoy the love of God, then automatically we will love others.
我们有时候会把这两个好像有一点分开。我们听到过这样的说法。哦、我这个爱的恩赐不够所以我不懂得爱但是我很爱神我们听到过这样的说法、
Sometimes we separate these and think that okay I love God but I do not have the gift to love others
爱实在不是一个恩赐
Love is not a gift
它是一个尺子也是一个状况
It is a measurement and it's also a state
它反映出来的是爱神 如何。
It reflects how much we love God.
约翰福音十五章九节里说到我爱你们正如父爱我一样你们要常在我的爱里你们若遵守我的命令就常在我的爱里正如我遵守了我父的命令常在他的爱里。
John 15, 9 and 10As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love.
主耶稣在这里用一个爱子的和父的身份来向我们来阐明我们当如何爱神。
Jesus uses his relationship with the Father, the relationship between Father and the Son, and how love is.
他完全是顺服父神的旨意，要成就国度的建立和救赎的计划。
He completely wants to fulfill the will of God to complete his commandments.
完全按着神的命令遵守神的命令这就是神给我们的教导
and he completely keep the Father's commandment and that is his teaching to us
如果我们顺从神的话听道去行道那就是活在神的爱里
so if we hear his word and then do his word that is to live in his love
如果我们活在神的爱中我们就必然会去爱人如己
If we live in his love, then it is naturally we will love our neighbors as ourselves.
下一个问题就是说，我爱过，我爱人如己，我做过，我有时候做，或者说我时常做。
So the next question is, well, maybe I have love others, but sometimes I do it or often I do it.
神告诉我们说要住在神的爱中。
God said we have to abide in his love.
住在里边是没有间断的那就是永远的要爱。
Living in him is without ceasing.
是一个永不止息永不止息的爱。
And that is a love that is without ceasing.
那今年我们的主题经文是在罗马书十二章一节。将身体献上 当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
And this year, our theme verse is from Romans chapter 12, verse 1, to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
我们做圣洁的活祭，献给神，这里边包含了爱神和彼此相爱。
And when we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, it includes loving God and loving others.
这两个又是这样如此的融合。
And that is so, the two of them are together.
神告诉我们说，因为他的爱是永恒的，他也教导我们，让我们的在爱中永不窒息。
And the love of God is eternal, and He let us love without ceasing.
Amen. 那我们再看一下爱的意义是如何。
So let us look at what it means. What is the meaning of love one another?
神是个灵，是不是肉眼能见的。
God is a spirit. It's not something that we can see with our physical eyes.
我们在座的弟兄姊妹，我们当年是被圣灵感动，好像更很多的是在神的一次爱的体验到、体会到、领受到神的一次爱的经历当中得着。
When we think back in the past, we experience God's love. We experience His love.
昨天晚上 Alpha Course 有几位，我们都知道这教会目前的一个事工，一项有几位的中国的学生在这里。
Last night in Alpha Course, we all know that we have several students from China.
有两位青年人，最后他马上说我愿意，他做了决志的祷告。
There are two students.Responded and wanted to be saved.
在课程讨论结束的时候，两位男生过来激动地拥抱我。
And at the end of the class, two of the boys came over and gave me a hug.
他说，在我们的教会当中，他体会到了、经历了神的爱。
And they said through our church.They experience God's love.
这种爱是他从前从来没有经历过的。
And this is the kind of love that they have never experienced before.
然后他就毫不犹豫，一点都没有，一秒钟都没有迟延，他对神说：“我愿意。”
And without any doubt, they said, "I'm willing."
神借着我们彼此的这个相爱，圣灵就在当中做工。
Through love.Loving one another, the Spirit worked in their hearts.
借着我们彼此相爱，让还没有听过福音的、还不认识神的看见了神。
Through loving one another, those that have does not know God see God.
像约翰一书四章十二节，从来没有人见过神。我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里边，爱他的心。在我们里面得以完全了。
First John 4:12 says, "No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us."
这里边有彼此相爱，让世人认识神。
Here, through loving one another, it lets us let others know God.
借着彼此相爱，神。住在我们里边，与我们同在。
And through loving one another, God abides with us, and we get to know Him.
借着彼此相爱，神就要带领圣灵，就引领我们走这条成圣的路。他让我们的生命更加的完全。
And through loving one another, God help us through the path of sanctification and perfect.His love in us.
我们彼此相爱，让世人认识神，也更是显明神的作为。
And through loving one another, He revealed His work among us.
约翰福音十三章三十五节，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
John 13:35 says, By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
世人借着认识神的门徒，也去认识到了神。
Through knowing his disciples, they know God.
神让他的门徒在他的使命中，大使命中有份。
And through God and we are become part of His plan.
嗯，阿门。呀，神就借着使用门徒，他要让国度建立。
And through His disciples, He builds His kingdom.
那神就借着我们彼此相爱，他显明在世界上，在显明给世人。
And through loving one another, God revealed himself to the world.
神的旨意也就成就在我们当中。
And his will is fulfilled among us.
今年我们既然说献祭的题目，那我们爱这个话题一定是跟与献祭是不可分割的。
Because our theme this year is about sacrifice, so loving God cannot be separated from the sacrifice.
我们爱神爱人的心是神喜悦的，我们是喜悦的祭。
We love God and love others. This is a sacrifice that God is pleased with.
这就是说，我们把将身体献上。当作活祭是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
So we also know that when we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, this is something that pleases God.
我们有了爱的心，一定会有要有爱的行动。
When we have this heart of love, there must also be action.
这里我们又有心意和行动的合一。
So we have to have a unity between our love and our heart and our actions.
没有爱的心，不可能有神喜悦的爱的行动。
If we do not have love in our heart, then our actions could not be pleasing to God.
若人说有爱神的心，却没有行动。
If we say we love God, but we don't have any action,
那就没有爱神的心。
That means that we don't really have a love for God.
所以我们爱神爱人一定是在神的在这个神的爱中，我们要敬拜侍奉神。
So, when we say we love God and love others, then we are in worship and serving God.
在希伯来书十三章十六节说，只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
Hebrews 13:16 says, Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifice are pleasing to God.
Yeah, 这一页里说到我们要行善和捐书。
Here it says that we have to do good work and to share.
我们一说行善，爱的行动行善，我们马上就想到帮助穷的人，帮助没缺衣缺饭少衣的人。
So when we say to do good works, immediately we think about charities to those who are poor.
我们作为基督徒，神他教导我们说要去帮助穷困的人。
And God's words tells us that we are to help those who are poor.
但这不是神让给我们的方向和目标。
But this is not the only direction and goal.
神给我们的方向是借着做善事，要把人带到神的近前。
God's direction and goal is to, through these charities, we bring people to the Lord.
教会经常收到一些留言或者是 email， 说我有难处了，需要帮助。
Many times we receive a voicemail at church about people that needs help.
有些非常的具体。
And some of them are very practical.
教会里经常讨论的话题，到底我们该不该去回应这个求助。
The discussion is, should we respond to helping them?
我们在神面前寻求，我们这里边有一个平衡。
We seek before the Lord, and there is a balance in this.
我们要帮助。
Yes, we want to help.
但是目的不是处于一个慈善的目的。
But the goal is not to just charity.
而是要借着善行，要带人来到教会。来到神的家中。
But it is through good works we bring them to church.
而不是说帮助这些需要的人拿着帮助就走掉。
Not to just so that these people get the help and then they leave.
当然我们不是说帮助了这个一定他要受洗，那就变成了一个条件的交换。
Of course, we're not just saying that if we help them, they need to...be baptized.
这里边神告诉我们说要借着爱做播种撒种的工作。
But Lord tells us that through this good works we are sowing seeds.
彼此相爱，神告诉我们说要为他人的益处。
And love one another is to make sure that it is for the benefit of others.
这就捐书这个词它的灵意。
And that is this doing good works, the spiritual meaning.
捐书词原文里边讲到要慷慨，有团契，有交流，有献出，与他人分享，有点多。
This is this good works includes
慷慨。
Generous.
Yeah, 团契
Fellowship.
交流
Fellowship.
与他人分享
And also to share with one another.
感谢主 Yeah. 好，那我们看到我们是将我们如何的去彼此相爱。
So now let's look at how we can love one another.
我们知道彼此相爱是它是一个见证。
We know that this is a testimony.
它是一个行动。
It's an action.
它是一个生命的转变。
It's a change in our lives.
它不是让我们说去做一件事，做某一件事，好，我们去完成这一件事。
It is not to...that we have to do certain things and that we have to complete it.
而是要是一个持续的，一个持之以恒的一个生命的转变。
This is it's a change in our lives.
当我们回想我们受洗以后，我们得救以后，我们生命的转变，我们可以见证很多的变化。
So after we're baptized or we're saved, this becomes something that we can testify to the change in our lives.
自我中心是救我，是人的一个比较一个普遍的一个性质。
Self-centered is a very common thing among us.
但是我们当得救以后，神他喜悦我们，他帮助我们，把我们自我中心转化为基督为中心。
So now, after we're saved, we change from self-centered to Christ-centered.
小孩刚会说话，一岁多，他就会说我的，我的，我的。
When we're the young children, they always say, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine.
当我们生命转变以后，我们不再把自己的益处看得如此重，而是说我们会去顾及他人的益处。
After we're saved, we don't put all the emphasis in our benefits, but we started to consider other people's
使徒保罗为我们做了一个美好的榜样。
Paul becomes a good example to us.
然后我们过去我们常常说自己的得失，得可以，但是失不可以。
Many times in the past, if we get something, it's okay, but if we lose something, it's not.
我们变成了新的生命，让彼此的担当。
In our new life, we carry each other's burden.
争竞是另一个我们人的特性。
Competition is our nature.
我比你对，我比你更正确，更有理，这常常是旧的人性中的一个特色。
Because I'm right and I'm better than you.
我们在基督里彼此相爱，我们变成我们互相的接纳，彼此的顺服。
In the love of God, we accept one another.
我们追求神，好，我们说多读经，这是完全应该的，也不可缺的。
And if we want to read the Bible, and it's important, and it's not something we should skip.
但是我们只是把它当作知识来接纳的话，我们又失去了神的心意。
But if we only look at it as seeking knowledge, then we lose God's reason for us.
神让我们是生命的成长。
God wants us to grow in our spiritual life.
让我们更加的彼此相爱。
That we love one another more.
作为教会，我们经常的祷告，求圣灵来祝福这个教会，来复兴这个教会。In
the church, we often pray for God's blessing of a loving church.
教会的复兴，教会的成熟成长，是彼此相爱的向前，并且借着彼此相爱，我们把福音传给周遭。
The love of God in the church is so that we can, through His love, give the gospel to others.
我们彼此相爱，就能让进来的人看到，哇，这是神爱的家。
And when we love one another, others will see that, oh, this is the God's family.
刚才我分享的那个例证，就是那个见证，那就是见证了。 这个彼此相爱在教会当中，这个福音。
Just now, my testimony about the students is a testimony that the love of God is in His family.
那教会的兴旺离不了我们同心的敬拜。
And the revival of the church is cannot separate that from
合一的祷告。
The prayer and unity.
不停止的团契聚会，
not neglecting meeting together.
我们在谦卑当中彼此的交通，
and we fellowship in humility.
当然还有彼此的顺服，
and also submit to one another.
我们甘心愿意的与他人分享，
and we're willing to share with others.
我们更是带着喜乐，带着愿意的心去服侍，
and we are willing and serve in joy.
让我们也是在生活中，在我们日常教会的生活中，多去更加的关注别人的需要。
And in our regular life, we more and more care about others' needs in their life.
这些需要有生活上的。
And these lives has partly is the daily life.
有健康的。
And health,
还有灵里的一些软弱,
and the spiritual weakness.
让我们也多学习去看到别人身上的亮光,
and let us see the light in others' lives.
当我们一直关注到是一个人或者你对方的这个缺点的时候，我们就很难去看到他的亮光。
If we only see others' weakness, it's very hard to recognize the light in their life.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们每个人身上都是有非常宝贵的东西，宝贵的亮光。
Every one of us has something in us, the light in us that is precious.
虽然每个人都有 不足的地方。
Even though we're not perfect.
但是神就是把我们这些人放到了一起。
But God put us all together.
当我们把每个人身上的亮光，我们看见了，放在一起的时候，这个教会就成了一个爱的见证。
So when we see others' light in their life and God put us all together, this becomes a testimony of a church.
刚刚发生的教会，我们刚刚有一件事情让我非常感动。
Just now something happened that was really moving for me.
一个回国的学生前天晚上半夜，差不多半，接近半夜要回到 Kansas。
There is a student that is returning to Kansas.
我们一位比较年长的弟兄开着夜车去到机场把他接回来。
And a brother drove to the airport to pick him up.
我们紧跟着就有一位姊妹说，他的生活需要照顾吗？他是不是需要帮助？
And a sister said, does he really need some help?
我们另一位爱心的姊妹说，哦，这是一个很好的机会，他有机会锻炼独立成熟。
Another sister said, oh, this is a great opportunity for them to become more independent.
我们看到这些信息的时候，如果说我们不去看到他心意，他的亮光，我们会觉得，哎，不一样的建议，不一样的想法。
Oh, but if we don't look at them individually as what, their intent, then we don't see that, we see that they have different opinions.
可是我们在神的爱中，我们在彼此相爱当中，我们看到原来这是完美的合一。
But in God's love, we see that even the differences are this unity.
都是为了这个年轻人的益处。
And it's all for the benefit of this young person.
这不正是神要我们做的吗？
Is not this what God wants us to do?
神的爱就借着我们灵里的爱，让我们彼此的连接在一起。
And through our spiritual love, God connected us together.
而我们彼此相爱，合在一起的教会，就像刚才图片里那一堆鞋子一样。
And this love one another is just like that picture of all the shoes.
我们看到了神的军队，他的军队在跟随我们的王。
And we see the army of God following our king.
我们看到我们君王的名在跟随神，在行往那个国度。
And we see that God is growing this kingdom.
这是多么美好的一幅画面。
How beautiful is that picture?
神借着让我们彼此相爱，要成就，要在我们把我在教会中建立国度。
And through loving one another, God is building His kingdom.
感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
当我们今天在说爱的时候，我们实在是不配。
Today, when we talk about love, we are unworthy.
主啊，我们说我们爱你的时候，原因是你先爱了我们。
When we say we love you, Lord, it's because you first loved us.
主啊，当我们说彼此相爱的时候，那都是因着神爱了我们。
When we say we love one another, it's because you love us.
主啊，就求你帮助我们，把我们建造在你的爱当中。
Lord, we ask that you will build us up in your love.
主啊，因为你的爱遮盖了我们的罪。
Because your love covers our sins.
你的爱，你带领我们要进到你的国度。
You, through your love, you will bring us into your kingdom.
主，求圣灵带领我们来复兴你的教会。
May you through the Holy Spirit, grow your church.
你先复兴我们彼此相爱，我们弟兄姊妹之间的关系。
You will grow the relationship between the brothers and sisters.
借着我们彼此相爱，主啊，你让人认识这是你的教会。
And through loving one another, it shows others that this is your church.
是一个蒙福的教会。
It's one that is blessed.
也是一个传福音的教会。
It's a church to preach the gospel.
主，求你帮助我们活出一个献上活祭的这么一个生活。
Let us live out a life that is a living sacrifice.
让我们献上的祭能够蒙你的喜悦。
Let the sacrifice that we offer you is something that pleases you.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise you.
求你祝福你的教会。
May you bless your church.
求你祝福你每一位的儿女。
May you bless your children.
我们这样的感恩、祈求、祷告是奉我主耶稣宝贵的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.